That's Schnee dictating a 12-lead EKG on Agnes Taylor. On 3/6/25, Mrs. Taylor performed a 12-lead EKG, period. Patient's in normal sinus rhythm. QRS complex is normal. T-wave is normal. Neparative compression, normal EKG. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry report on George Patterson. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 3/6/25, Mr. Patterson performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to our prior study data, 12/10/24, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Brenda Siriani. This goes to Dr. Pellegrino. On 3/6/25, Mrs. Siriani performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 98%, period. The patient achieved 465 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 95%, period. No paragraph compression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Charlotte Williams. This goes to Dr. Kramer. On 3/6/25, Mrs. Williams performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study data 12/26/24. There's been no significant change, period. In paragraph, mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Corey Dwyer, D-W-Y-E-R. This goes to the VA on 3/6/25. Mr. Dwyer performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a mild degree of airway obstruction, period. The only improvement after bronchodilators was in the forced vital capacity, probably improved effort, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/26/24, there's been no significant change, period. Neparagraph compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine with a K, Zorich, Z-O-R-I-C-H. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 3/5/25, Mrs. Zorich performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 12/3/24. There's been a marked improvement, period. New paragraph impression, a moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing marked improvement. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Harriet Brown. This goes to John Blake. On 3/6/25, Mrs. Brown performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there was severe airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study data 12/5/24, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Petra Ripley. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 3/6/25, Mrs. Ripley performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired with severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was greater than 1. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was significant improvement in the forced vital capacity, probably secondary to improved effort, and with mild improvement in flow rates, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/22/24, there's been improvement in the post-bronchodilator forced vital capacity. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with improved effort after bronchodilators showing no significant change. Period. Thank you.